Wealth, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. Pleasing, first. So I have heard. At one time, the Buddha was staying near Sarvati in Jeta's Grove, an Atthapindika's monastery. There the Buddha addressed the mendicants. Mendicants? Venerable sir, they replied. The Buddha said this. Mendicants, a mendicant with 7 qualities is disliked and disapproved by their spiritual companions, not respected or admired. What 7? It's when a mendicant desires material possessions, honour, and to be looked up to. They lack conscience and prudence. They have corrupt wishes and wrong view. A mendicant with these 7 qualities is disliked and disapproved by their spiritual companions, not respected or admired. A mendicant with 7 qualities is liked and approved by their spiritual companions, respected and admired. What 7? It's when a mendicant doesn't desire material possessions, honour, and to be looked up to. They have conscience and prudence. They have few desires and right view. A mendicant with these 7 qualities is liked and approved by their spiritual companions, respected and admired. Pleasing, second. Mendicants, a mendicant with 7 qualities is disliked and disapproved by their spiritual companions, not respected or admired. What 7? It's when a mendicant desires material possessions, honour, and to be looked up to. They lack conscience and prudence. They're jealous and stingy. A mendicant with these 7 qualities is disliked and disapproved by their spiritual companions, not respected or admired. A mendicant with 7 qualities is liked and approved by their spiritual companions, respected and admired. What 7? It's when a mendicant doesn't desire material possessions, honour, and to be looked up to. They have conscience and prudence. They're not jealous or stingy. A mendicant with these 7 qualities is liked and approved by their spiritual companions, respected and admired. Powers in brief. So I have heard. At one time, the Buddha was staying near Sarvati in Jeta's Grove, an Atthapindika's monastery. Mendicants, there are these 7 powers. What 7? The powers of faith, energy, conscience, prudence, mindfulness, immersion, and wisdom. These are the 7 powers. The powers are faith and energy, conscience and prudence, mindfulness and immersion, and wisdom as the 7th power. Empowered by these, an astute mendicant lives happily. They should examine the teaching rationally, discerning the meaning with wisdom. The liberation of their heart is like a lamp going out. Powers in detail. Mendicants, there are these 7 powers. What 7? The powers of faith, energy, conscience, prudence, mindfulness, immersion, and wisdom. And what is the power of faith? It's when a noble disciple has faith in the realized one's awakening. That blessed one is perfected, a fully awakened Buddha, accomplished in knowledge and conduct, holy, knower of the world, supreme guide for those who wish to train, teacher of gods and humans, awakened, blessed. This is called the power of faith. And what is the power of energy? It's when a noble disciple lives with energy roused up for giving up unskillful qualities and embracing skillful qualities. They're strong, staunchly vigorous, not slacking off when it comes to developing skillful qualities. This is called the power of energy. And what is the power of conscience? It's when a noble disciple has a conscience. They're conscientious about bad conduct by way of body, speech and mind, and conscientious about acquiring any bad, unskillful qualities. This is called the power of conscience. And what is the power of prudence? It's when a noble disciple is prudent. They're prudent when it comes to bad conduct by way of body, speech, and mind, and prudent when it comes to the acquiring of any bad, unskillful qualities. This is called the power of prudence. And what is the power of mindfulness? It's when a noble disciple is mindful. They have utmost mindfulness and alertness, and can remember and recall what was said and done long ago. This is called the power of mindfulness. And what is the power of immersion? It's when a noble disciple, quite secluded from sensual pleasures, secluded from unskillful qualities, enters and remains in the first absorption, which has the rapture and bliss born of seclusion, while placing the mind and keeping it connected. As the placing of the mind and keeping it connected are stilled, they enter and remain in the second absorption, which has the rapture and bliss born of immersion, with internal clarity and mind at one, without placing the mind and keeping it connected. And with the fading away of rapture, they enter and remain in the third absorption, where they meditate with equanimity, mindful and aware, personally experiencing the bliss of which the noble ones declare, "Equanimous and mindful, one meditates in bliss." Giving up pleasure and pain, and ending former happiness and sadness, they enter and remain in the fourth absorption, without pleasure or pain, with pure equanimity and mindfulness. This is called the power of immersion. And what is the power of wisdom? It's when a noble disciple is wise. They have the wisdom of arising and passing away, which is noble, penetrative, and leads to the complete ending of suffering. This is called the power of wisdom. These are the seven powers. The powers are faith and energy, conscience and prudence, mindfulness and immersion, and wisdom as the seventh power. Empowered by these, an astute mendicant lives happily. They should examine the teaching rationally, discerning the meaning with wisdom. The liberation of their heart is like a lamp going out. Wealth in brief. Mendicants, there are these seven kinds of wealth. What seven? The wealth of faith, ethics, conscience, prudence, learning, generosity, and wisdom. These are the seven kinds of wealth. Faith and ethical conduct are kinds of wealth, as are conscience and prudence, learning and generosity, and wisdom is the seventh kind of wealth. When a woman or man has these kinds of wealth, they're said to be prosperous, their life is not in vain. So let the wise devote themselves to faith, ethical behaviour, confidence, and insight into the teaching, remembering the instructions of the Buddhas. Wealth in detail. Mendicants, there are these seven kinds of wealth. What seven? The wealth of faith, ethics, conscience, prudence, learning, generosity, and wisdom. And what is the wealth of faith? It's when a noble disciple has faith in the realized one's awakening. That blessed one is perfected, a fully awakened Buddha, accomplished in knowledge and conduct, holy, knower of the world, supreme guide for those who wish to train, teacher of gods and humans, awakened, blessed. This is called the wealth of faith. And what is the wealth of ethical conduct? It's when a noble disciple doesn't kill living creatures, steal, commit sexual misconduct, use speech that's false, divisive, harsh, or nonsensical, or consume alcoholic drinks that cause negligence. This is called the wealth of ethical conduct. And what is the wealth of conscience? It's when a noble disciple has a conscience. They're conscientious about bad conduct by way of body, speech, and mind, and conscientious about having any bad, unskillful qualities. This is called the wealth of conscience. And what is the wealth of prudence? It's when a noble disciple is prudent. They're prudent when it comes to bad conduct by way of body, speech, and mind, and prudent when it comes to the acquiring of any bad, unskilful qualities. This is called the wealth of prudence. And what is the wealth of learning? It's when a noble disciple is very learned, remembering and keeping what they've learned. These teachings are good in the beginning, good in the middle, and good in the end, meaningful and well-phrased, describing a spiritual practice that's entirely full and pure. They are very learned in such teachings, remembering them, reciting them, mentally scrutinizing them, and comprehending them theoretically. This is called the wealth of learning. And what is the wealth of generosity? It's when a noble disciple lives at home, rid of the stain of stinginess, freely generous, open-handed, loving to let go, committed to charity, loving to give and to share. This is called the wealth of generosity. And what is the wealth of wisdom? It's when a noble disciple is wise. They have the wisdom of arising and passing away, which is noble, penetrative, and leads to the complete ending of suffering. This is called the wealth of wisdom. These are the seven kinds of wealth. Faith and ethical conduct are kinds of wealth, as are conscience and prudence, learning and generosity, and wisdom is the seventh kind of wealth. When a woman or man has these kinds of wealth, they're said to be prosperous, their life is not in vain. So let the wise devote themselves to faith, ethical behaviour, confidence, and insight into the teaching, remembering the instructions of the Buddhas. With Ugga. Then Ugga, the government minister, went up to the Buddha, bowed and sat down to one side and said to him, "It's incredible, sir. It's amazing. Megara of Rohana is so rich, so very wealthy." "But Ugga, how rich is he?" "He has 100,000 gold coins, not to mention the silver." "Well, Ugga, that is wealth. I can't deny it. But fire, water, rulers, thieves, and unloved heirs all take a share of that wealth." "There are these seven kinds of wealth that they can't take a share of." "What seven?" "The wealth of faith, ethics, conscience, prudence, learning, generosity, and wisdom." "There are these seven kinds of wealth that fire, water, rulers, thieves, and unloved heirs can't take a share of." "Faith and ethical conduct are kinds of wealth, as are conscience and prudence, learning and generosity, and wisdom is the seventh kind of wealth." "When a woman or man has these kinds of wealth, they're really rich in the world, invincible among gods and humans. So let the wise devote themselves to faith, ethical behaviour, confidence, and insight into the teaching, remembering the instructions of the Buddhas." Fetters. Mendicants, there are these seven fetters. What seven? "The fetters of attraction, repulsion, views, doubt, conceit, desire to be reborn, and ignorance." These are the seven fetters. Giving up. Mendicants, the spiritual life is lived to give up and cut out these seven fetters. What seven? "The fetters of attraction, repulsion, views, doubt, conceit, desire to be reborn, and ignorance." The spiritual life is lived to give up and cut out these seven fetters. When a mendicant has given up the fetters of attraction, repulsion, views, doubt, conceit, desire to be reborn, and ignorance, cut them off at the root, made them like a palm stump, obliterated them, so they are unable to arise in the future, they're called a mendicant who has cut off craving, untied the fetters, and by rightly comprehending conceit, has made an end of suffering. Stinginess. Mendicants, there are these seven fetters. What seven? The fetters of attraction, repulsion, views, doubt, conceit, jealousy, and stinginess. These are the seven fetters.